I'd like to take this time just to tell you to eat my ass.
Welcome, Bulls. And tonight is the final night of the 2025 Cruel Summer slash back. Uncle Bill, we've got to
hang on to your nuts.
Don't need tomorrow.
Got this one night left. I'll be damned if we didn't pick two just outstanding choices for slasher films here.
Yeah.
Early 2000s were clearly stellar years for slasher films.
Yeah. Just random, like, generic vanilla horror actors on the cover.
Listen, in terms of, like, American Eagle slash Abercrombie and Fitch style model actors, these two movies together probably put most of those people through college. Right. Like, I've never in my life seen just more vanilla whores in two movies.
I mean, I agree with you here. And we've got history with both of these movies. So I don't know who come up with, like, the idea of doing this, but I was like, this has got to be the finale this year, right? So I don't think we can top it, but let me see here. Look at visual effects here. Welcome everybody though. Yeah. They're currently enhancing my skin appearance because I do have a little nick on my nose and I was a little bit self-conscious, but I don't think it's going to cover it up.
Well, in the meantime, we have referenced these movies for, like, the better part of friggin' 20 years almost now on the show, just talking about them, like, especially Do You Want to Know a Secret? Like, Do You Want to Know a Secret? It's just, like, one of those go-to things that we would say just to crack each other up back in the day, especially, because it's just
so you want to know a secret, Uncle Bill?
Here's the interesting thing about these two movies, too, that I noticed. Like, Final Stab is a Scream ripoff, and Do You Want to Know a Secret is I Know What You Did Last Summer ripoff. Like, almost verbatim in both cases.
Yeah. So, yeah, we decided Final Stab and Do You Want to Know a Secret. You know, for years, this is a little bit of a tidbit for you guys. We would just pull this title out and say, Uncle Bill, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know a secret? And that was like an inside joke
yeah.
on the show for years and years and years. the big rack of Doom or whatever, whichever DVD rack it was at the time. And that would always crack. We would crack ourselves up by this freaking cover and the title and Joseph Lawrence and Chad Allen starring. Oh, good memories.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't remember Chad Allen being in it. Like, I knew Joseph Lawrence was in it, but when I saw Chad Allen, like, wow. Like, they went through the 80s and were just like...
What was Chad Allen known... Like, I remember his face, but what was he known for?
He what was show was in, I don't know if it was one particular show or if it was just, like, a series of different, like, sitcoms from the late 80s, early 90s. He was in Webster... He was in Punky Brewster. I guess maybe My Two Dads.
Silver Spoons? Or am I thinking of Ricky Schroeder?
That's Ricky Schroeder. My Two Dads might be the one.
Okay.
That he was in. I'm not sure. Or he was actually like the star. Remember that fucking show, by the way? That show.
Of course. Yeah, we were talking about Greg Evigon or whatever the hell his name is. And, Deep Star 6, that was like his only starring role in a movie. But, yeah, guys, it's kind of bittersweet because we love doing these shows tonight. It's the finale, right? This makes 39 and 40 slasher over the last 2 years. So if you have not gone and listened to some of the past episodes, they are all on the YouTube page as well as the podcast feed on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. So 39 and 40. That's 40 different movies.
Total. There's been a lot of shit, I'm gonna be honest with you. And then there's been some like finds. I mean, there's been some ones that like I actually had never really seen and like really enjoyed, but like I'm gonna be honest with you. This was not that week. This was not the week to find like hidden gems.
We're going to get started. We're a little bit late, but I was trying to get the poll up. Here's another complaint, Uncle Bill. And we will play the song again. People are already asking for it. At some point during the night, the song will be played. People love it. They really love the reaction, their lack thereof from Christian and Garrett. That's what really made it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that here in a second, or here at some point during this hour-ish show. But yeah, people in the chat, a big shout out to everybody. We want to go through those guys and get into these reviews. Jackson Jack has been here for every show, pretty sure. Vanderhoff has as well. Matter of Pat is in here too. this is fucking hilarious. He had to watch the first 15 minutes of Do You Want to Know Secret in Portuguese with English. So, yeah, Do You Want to Know a Secret is definitely the rarer of the two to find, wouldn't you say?
I think so. For some reason, Final Stab is a little bit more... Well, I don't know, though. They're both... The weird thing about these two, they're both 2001 films, number one. And number two, they're both super hard to find really anything about. At least Do You Want to Know a Secret has a Wikipedia page. Final Stab doesn't even have that. Like, nobody even like took the time to do anything for Final Stab
at least has a Blu-ray, though.
Does it have a fucking Blu-ray?
Final Stab is out on Blu-ray from our good friends over at Massacre Video. It's still available.
Oh my god. Well,
it had a limited edition Blu-ray,
man. Listen,
well, this one actually came out, though. This is out. People have gotten it.
I don't want to get into Massacre Video right now because I'm like uber fucking grumpy about that shit anyway, but like,
have you
in terms of we know that guy. That's the weird thing. I've seen him email and be like, buddy, what the hell's going on? He never replied to me or anything, so I don't know. That whole situation sucks.
Lewis, get in contact with us, pal. We don't burn bridges with friends unless we absolutely have to.
It's been in November, it'll be a year since I placed that order. So, like, can we do something, please?
Sort of update. Distributors have changed. I don't know, they've probably changed addresses a couple of times. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Sin Jin is in here, or SYC Jim. Sorry. You remember that movie, Sin Jin Smith? Since we were back there.
Yes, I do. The Roddy Piper one. Yeah.
Never came out. The Blackest Peter the World's Ever Seen is in here. It's the summer finale, Daddy. Scratch Bueno is in the house. Red Red Da Dawn is in the house. Metal Singer 70. William Sinem. I think that something has changed with the handles on YouTube, right?
Yeah. You can fix that, though, apparently, but I don't know how.
I don't know how to fix it either.
You can turn it back to like the way it was before. But
they're always messing with stuff on YouTube. Bruno Mattei's Ashtray is in the house. Mega Man MG. The Witch Hunter. Justin Smith. Choosing between Final Stab and D1 No Secret is like choosing between cancer and AIDS.
Damn, Bulls.
It's like picking the friendliest guy in prison. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to like deny that's a good point.
All right. But yeah, Mark Balboa is in here. The Reaper Fear 4. The Reaper's Fear 4. So, yeah, lots of people checking us out in the chat, so we appreciate it. And definitely thumbs everything up. Cool Hand Luke. I don't think I've seen him in here before, so welcome, sir. But which one do you want to get started with, Uncle Bill? We'll just go ahead and get this party rolling.
They're both, this is the first time this has happened, I think, this year, is that they're both 2001 films, right? So, like,
I think so, yeah.
We just pick one.
Do it alphabetically?
That's fine. So that would be, do you want to know the secret first? Oh. Actually, no. Let's to me, like, Final Stab needs to go first. Like, do you want to know a secret at least has some fun, entertaining, stupid shit in it? Final Stab, to me, is just, we just need to.
I don't know. There's some pretty entertaining shit in Final Stab, too, but I'm easily amused.
That's the, well, okay, then. Do you want to know a secret? I guess
it don't matter. I mean, if you want to, it's whatever you want to do.
I honestly don't care like about either one of these movies. Like,
well,
either one's fine.
All right, so let's just do it alphabetically then. I mean, there's okay. really no, there's no rhyme or reason. These both came out the same year. And, I'll do the rundown for, do you want to know a secret, and you can do Final Stab. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay. That's how prepared we are in here. So, and this was very, very hard to find, the trailer for Do You Want to Know a Secret, man. Holy shit. Talk yeah. about hard to find.
Yeah.
But I did find something that I believe was the trailer. So we'll put it on here. So, Do You Want to Know a Secret from 2021, directed by Ty Bradford. It opens up with Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, or somebody that looks an awful lot like him, who gets a note at the, I think it's in his dorm room under his door, and it says, it asks the question, of course, do you want to know a secret?
Look at that fucking guy.
And of course, yeah, great killer. And he, of course, wants to know. He says, I want to know, Beth. But is suddenly murdered by a man with an axe. And Beth wakes up to present day. It's been a year later since poor Nick Carter passed away, or whoever the fucking jabroni's name is. And now she's seeing Joseph Lawrence. And it's very important that we say Joseph
right. Lawrence. Right. Be taken seriously.
This yeah. is when he, you know, this was, he was trying to go beyond his whoa days. They're packing, going to the beach with a bunch of friends, and Agent Owen Sacker is his name, played by Jeff Conaway from Taxi. Wants to ask her more questions about the murder earlier the year before, right? And what happened to Nick Carter that got violently taken out. And of course, the question is asked again. Multiple times in this movie, Uncle Bill, do you want to know a secret? Because the killer is back and he's at the beach house. and he is wearing the goofier. What the fuck even is this?
When I saw this, I was like, this is now my number one worst mask for any kill. They legitimately thought that this was good. That was the look.
I mean,
if you'll notice, like, on the cover of that film, that's not on the cover. So somebody must have been like, at least.
Yeah, we can't put that goofy motherfucker on the cover.
Somebody afterwards must be like, damn, Wolves, we can't use that.
This is like ridiculous. Primarily like an exact copy of I Know What You Did Last Summer, but like on a micro budget. And even the look of the, like, they have the axe. Didn't they have the axe in I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah, no. It was a hook.
Oh, is it a hook? Okay. Yeah. You get those mixed up. But yeah, this was around a time frame, and Key Video did this DVD. This was around a time frame when there was all kinds of Scream ripoffs. More Scream ripoffs than I Know What You Did Last Summer ripoffs. But that's what's good to put these two together, because this is one of the, you know, fewer I Know What You Did Last Summer ripoffs. And yeah, man, I have not went back and rewatched this in probably 20 years. This was a Walmart 588 bin special. And that's a whole other thing. Like, we've been talking about that too, which we may get into some more Walmart bargain bin DVDs. But if this is both of these movies, actually, had it not been for the Walmart bargain bin, we probably never would have heard of these movies, never would have seen these movies. You know, this came out on DVD in like 2002. More than likely, that's when I got it and picked this up. But yeah, I mean, relatively a bunch of unknowns in this, aside from Chad Allen and Joseph Lawrence, who Chad Allen's barely in the movie. Joseph Lawrence is definitely the lead in the movie, but there is kind of a surprise twist towards the end with him that's kind of like, oh, wow, they did that. Okay. Right. But when it comes to, I don't know, what you think about it? What do you think about Do You Want to Know a Secret? It's very much like, it reminds me of, what was that show on MTV with the teenagers just dancing out by the...
Yeah, Total Request Live with Carson Daly.
Was it that, or was it some sort of...
The one on the beach.
It was the one on the beach, the variation of that.
Yeah, the one on the beach was just like... God, what the hell is that called?
Somebody in the
chat. It's the same kind of thing, though, yeah.
But, like, this was around that same time period, and the...
Like spring break, something.
The fashion and the hairstyles and everything. And it's just the really douchey, like, you remember the style where there would be like the tight white shirt and the fucking vest, and then you'd have these blonde headed spiked hair and shit.
So for some reason, like, that's exactly what this reminded me of. It reminded me of Spring Break Rules, MTV Spring Break Rules. It reminded me of like, in the early 2000s, for whatever reason, like, that was a huge gimmick, was like, they would go out on the beach and everybody basically
Beach was another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody basically looked exactly the same. Like, all the dudes had like the frosted tip spiked hair, and like all the, like, the women looked basically exactly the same. And like, that was the gimmick there for a while. For some reason, beach culture in that way, like spring break beach culture, became like really popular in the early 2000s again. And that's like heavily featured in this movie.
For sure.
That's the whole movie, really. It's like them going out to a club, them being on the beach, them being back at their like house or whatever. And the gimmick of this movie is exactly the same as the gimmick for, I know, like, before anybody gets killed, they get a fucking like letter either under a door or sent to him or something like that. That's like, it just says, do you want to know a secret? And at the beginning,
or
of the
even
film,
carved into somebody's back.
Yeah. Yeah. So at the beginning of the film, there's a kid that gets killed, like a college student that gets killed, that has like it carved into their back. And like, it might as well be, I Know What You Did Last. It's exactly, except really cheap. and there's nothing at all.
And they're asking a different question, Uncle Bill.
Yes, that's true.
Do you want to know a secret?
Hey, I got thyroid problems. Fuck. The thing about it is, though, nothing happens on, like, is there any good kills that you can remember from this fucking thing other than, like, the guy getting the thing carved into him? Is there any, like, on-screen? Well,
there's an off-screen decapitation that's kind of, it tries to be shocking in, like, the Seven kind of way.
Yes.
But it doesn't work very well. Ty Bradford, did that guy do anything else? The director. I think he was credited.
I don't think he did.
As Thomas Bradford in the movie, and then he goes by Ty Bradford now. So
if he's probably the guy I'm thinking of, one of these two guys, I think it's him, was like a producer on early, like he was a producer on like Trancers 2, and that's kind of like what he did before he got into this, was like the one directorial film that he really made.
Okay, from what I'm looking at on here, this was the last feature-length film that he ever did. He hasn't done a feature movie. He's done short films since this movie. Now, the love interest in this for that plays Beth, Dory Barton was her name. She is a Reese Witherspoon lookalike, man. Like, it aggravated the shit out of me the entire movie. Even if you look at her on the cover here, I don't know if you guys can see. She's got the Reese Witherspoon thing going on, dude. Like, I mean, it's a shame that she's a shitty actress. They could have maybe done some sort of, I don't know, a new, like a remake of Double Impact or something.
Yeah, and she has the record, I think, now for me, for the most times that anybody has one of those fake waking up from a sleep things happen in a movie. So it happens at least four times that I counted in this movie where you'll think something is going on. And
it happens in the next movie too, actually.
And she like wakes up from a fucking like dead sleep. Yeah.
She does have that giant Reese Witherspoon chin, that profile and the file.
She's actually the best thing about this movie though. Sadly. I mean,
what about,
there's really nothing else except for maybe
Jeff Conway.
Oh my God, dude. Like, I really felt bad. That was 2001, man.
R.I.P., sir. Yeah, they probably filmed his stuff in what, a day, maybe. Like, it was definitely one of those deals where you could tell that he wasn't on set very long.
So, he'd get all his shit wrapped up. No, there's no way.
And there's a fighting sequence, too, where evidently, what, Joey Lawrence's character's Hank, I think, in this. And he's got like a fucking, isn't this in a nightclub or something like that? And he gets in, he evidently knows karate. And they just threw that out there for one. And spoiler alert here. We got to talk about this because, so they're setting the entire movie up for you to think that it is Joey Lawrence is the killer. It's not. It's not Joseph or Joey.
And the reveal is the most anticlimactic reveal ever, really.
And really unbelievable, too. Because the killer in this is little Chad Allen. His character. What was his name in this?
Little Chad. I'm pretty sure that was his
Brad.
Name.
His Brad Allen. Yeah, that was his name in the movie. Of course it is.
Brad. He's got to change this somehow.
He's kind of like an asshole character, really, throughout the movie, right? And trying to play a badass.
If you notice, too, like, he's really not in this movie.
No.
Like, he is off screen or, like, away from the other characters. Like, they're all, like, interacting and stuff, and he's never in this movie, really, except for the first and last part of the movie. And I don't know why that was exactly, if that was, like, by intention or if it was just, I don't know.
Dude. This could be too, because throughout maybe what the last 30 minutes of the movie, he's gone and he has an off screen kill. Like he gets killed off screen. Evidently.
I guarantee that's gotta be it. Like he probably was either left or like, I don't know.
They couldn't afford to pay him.
Yeah. They could.
Hey, I'm just going to fucking kill y'all. They ain't going
to
say.
I mean, by the time you get to the last 30 minutes of Do You Want to Know Secret, you don't give a shit anyway. You're just like, I just want this to be over.
Now, Unless I'm mistaken, this is like one of the only horror movies that Joseph or Joey Lawrence ever did, really, right? Did he ever do anything else?
I can check real quick. I hope
he never. I thought that was interesting considering, like,
I bet he did at least one more.
The time frame that he was making movies.
Yeah, he did Urban Legends Final Cut.
Oh, yeah, he was in that. That was right around the same time, too.
And he did Red Stop, the direct video one. He was a cop in Red Stop.
I don't remember anything at all about that.
I know we watched it because that was around the time when, like, those movies were all being sent to us. I think that was a Dimension.
Right. Yeah, they did two Red Stop movies. I still have them, but I really just don't remember them at all.
It was Warner Brothers Raw Feed. Do you remember that? Like that sub-label?
Mm-mm. I remember the name, but I don't remember anything else about it.
That's wild.
I did find a funny screenshot. I may share it on the Patreon page where... This had to be from 2006 or 2007 when we did the Creepshow 3 review, right? Do you remember Guerrilla Nation that used to pay us to put ads up on the site?
Yeah.
And it would be randomized, right? Whichever company paid would pop up there. The same time that we had the Creepshow 3, the link for the video, Creepshow 3 bought ads on the Dead Pit site. Or the company that, yeah. So I found out, I was like, holy shit, that's fucking gold. I got to put that up somewhere.
So we promoted Creepshow 3 is what you're saying.
We helped promote, but we got paid. I mean, we didn't get paid very much.
Yeah, there really wasn't any amount of money I would want to promote Creepshow 3 to anyone.
I would equal out to be about 60 or 70 bucks a month or something, maybe.
Yep.
But good times, the Guerrilla Nation, man. Wonder whatever happened to them. But anyway... continuing on here, this movie was also known as Dark Summer.
Dog shit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But both of these movies have alternate names. This one was Dark Summer. And which name do you like better? Do you want to know a secret or Dark Summer?
Do you want to know a secret? 100%. Like, I know it's a bad movie, but that name is just unintentionally hilarious, man. Like, they need to keep that by far.
It really is. Yeah, I think I like Do You Know What a Secret either.
Do you want to know a secret, bitch?
Joey Lawrence also has the camcorder gimmick. Like, this really feels that may be the reason I would maybe put this one slightly ahead of Final Stab.
I would too.
Is it at least feels like one of those movies of that era. Now, it's very generic. I don't know if a movie like this will ever get another re-release. But yeah, the DVD edition of this too, just anybody is curious. You know, this is relatively like, I don't know, a penny. Like, you're paying shipping. It's one of those movies you pay shipping for. DVD.
Whatever you pay for that, it's not worth it.
I paid $5.88 for it about 20 years ago.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
There is nothing at all on this DVD. This is the movie. It plays the movie directly. There's no menu. There's no trailer, no extras or anything like that. This is just basically like one of those burned DVDs that makes just sense. Plays the menu.
Yep.
And this is full screen. The picture quality looks like shit.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think I paid too much. I've gotten plenty of enjoyment out of this over the decades. Maybe not by watching it.
No,
but you know,
I mean, we could just talk about the name. You don't have to watch the movie. Like, that's
curiosity kills. And do you want to know a secret?
It's just, it's one of those movies where really nothing happens and you just, like, you can tell that, like, nobody had a vision for what was supposed to happen. They just had a couple of, like, murder kind of set pieces they were going to set up. And
there was a shot in this that was pretty good, now that I think about it, though, where they're filming from the pool, like the swimming pool death scene, right, from inside the pool under the water, right? And you see the killer, like, through the water, stab the girl or whatever, and then she falls in and blood and stuff. That's kind of, I don't think I've seen that before. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it.
The look of the killer in this, too, is pretty much Scream, aside from, you know, this legendary mask, which will pop up here again to show you guys. The Scream cloak and the knife and everything. And yeah. That's the mask, though. That's the mask.
This is Metal Man's favorite film, though, when I remember. It's like one of his all-time favorites.
Are you surprised that they didn't do a sequel to this? Do you still want to know a secret?
Am I surprised? No. Do you still want to know a secret? It would have been amazing. Oh my god!
So yeah, that
I'm not surprised. No, and also, never watch this movie, please. Except unless you want to see that little thing, that little mask pop out.
Let me tell you something, Metal Man. I actually don't use Just for Men. Here, let me show you.
Oh my lord!
Can you see the white?
I don't really think you need to defend yourself against Metal Man.
Well, I know, but he's a mean old drunk asshole. I had to call him out. Yeah. And if he's the biggest Dead Pit fan, how come you're always dropping you'll drop the Patreon page and re-add it every once in a while? If you're a real fan, you're going to go on the Patreon page and not drop it ever, right, Uncle Boo?
That's right.
But yeah. Do you want to know a secret? We also have the poll up for the last week of the Cruel Summer Slashback. So we're asking you in the poll, which is the better slasher movie? Is it Do You Want to Know a Secret or is it Final Stab? Now, this is, again, like asking who is the nicest guy in prison. And let's find out here where we're at. We have 44 votes.
Oh, God. That's more than I thought. Really.
With, get this, Uncle Bill. Holy shit. So, where are we at here? God damn it. I hate these fucking polls. All right. Final Stab is ahead 58% to Do You Want to Know a Secret's 42%. More people like Final Stab.
I mean,
so far, at least.
I guess. I don't know how. Once I get into talking about the Final Stab, I get, don't really understand it, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. You know, one thing though that I think that I was assuming, I don't know why, I thought that this was a Canadian movie, but I don't think it is.
What? Do you want to know a secret or Final Stab?
Final Stab.
No, it's, I don't think it is.
I don't know why I thought it was Canadian, but
it looks Canadian. We'll get into that too. The look of the movie probably has something to do with it as well.
Yeah.
So I guess, unfortunately, I'll try to explain this fucking turd. So Final Stab is the story of this woman sister who decides to stage like a, almost like a murder mystery party for her sister and her sister's boyfriend. And within that, she knows that the boyfriend's background is that he witnessed like murders and he's got like a lot of mental issues. And she's hoping that by staging this like party where all these people are fake getting killed, that she can trigger him into going insane and like, you know, eventually being put away. So, cause she doesn't apparently like him that much. And
a lot of thoughts put into this. Yeah.
Yeah, and while that's going on, while the fake killings are going on that are part of this whole party, there's also a real killer that's going in and killing all these young adults or however fucking old they are.
I'm not sure how old they're supposed to be in this.
Yeah, they look in their 30s, but for some reason I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be like in college or something. And so the killer's mask in this also looks like if you crossed Uncle Fester with a head of a penis, that would be a pretty close approximation of what you would get.
And like half of this movie, or more than half of this movie, is shot in blue light with like, there's lots of lightning crashes and stuff, but there's no rain at all. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Outside, it's not raining ever.
Yep.
They couldn't afford rain.
So the problem with this movie is the way it looks the most to me. It looks like a Lifetime movie from like 2001. That's exactly when I turned it on. I was like, this is like giving me flashbacks to like something that would have, you know, Meredith Baxter Burney in it.
Opening credit sequence looks like a PAX original series or something like that.
That's what it does.
And then like, so it's basically the beginning of Scream, but with a guy answering the phone.
Yes, that's the very first scene. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Dude. Like, they couldn't rip this off anymore if they fucking tried. They just took a dude and redid the entire first part of Scream. And that's really the opening, too. But yeah. Then you find out, like, the fucking guy's having dreams. That's another... For some reason, in the early 2000s, that must have been a huge plot point or plot gimmick, was like everybody's dreaming.
This dude has an ankle tattoo as well. Didn't you think that was weird? Isn't it weird for a guy to have an ankle tattoo?
Nope, not in the context of this movie, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is true. Yeah, it is true. Actually, yep. If you go back, okay, we'll talk about that. It
makes perfect sense to me.
But yeah, so he gets spooked and he goes to check it out, right? Gets dressed and everything, and it's only his girlfriend. So he's like, oh, I'm going to go back and finish my shower. So he takes the clothes off again. Have you ever done that, Uncle Bill? Ever?
No.
I didn't wash my ass good enough.
And I can't get back in there, boy. Every.
He was promised a tongue bath, by the way, but the girl, maybe that's why he went back in there to take a shower. That's not for me.
And that's the thing about some of this dialogue too. It felt like it was written by somebody that's never like flirted, like, or something. Like the way that line was delivered and everything was just absolutely fucking crazy.
Really, the way that the dialogue was in any of this movie was really like, the acting in this one was probably twice as bad as D1 No Secret. Like, yeah. I don't know if any of these people acted in a movie ever before or ever since.
Everybody in this movie looks like they're from like a Twilight extra. Like, they look like those characters. Like, it honestly looks like that somebody watched Twilight and was just like, okay, design, we need people that look exactly like that, and design their clothes and their hair to look exactly like those people too. And that's what we're going to put in this fucking movie.
David Dakota, I don't know how to pronounce it. David Dakota, David Dakotier.
I think it's, I don't know. It's Dakota. It's either Dakota or Dakota. I don't know which.
And David Dakota. It's not a stranger to independent movies at all. Like, he's done a lot of stuff. It's a name that strikes fear into movie reviewers and has for years and years, because.
Yes, rightfully so.
And I mean, I get what they were trying to do with this, because Scream was hot, like was red hot, white hot at this point in time in the early 2000s. And he actually...
David Decoder. Somebody put the
David Decoder, right?
What is on David Decoder from now on?
He was the director in this, though. And the time frame when this came out, it was smart. It was a good concept to get out. Especially throwing in the Murder Weekend thing. He was obviously inspired by April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting for that, you know, mid-90s, early 2000s time frame. Enough time had passed. Not a whole lot of people had done that. So, I mean, that aspect of it could have kind of worked. The house that this girl bought, there was a real-life murder that happened like 10 years earlier, whenever it was. And if she was going to hire actors and do this like horror murder mystery weekend thing, you know, audiences at that time probably weren't really aware of April Fool's Day, like newer horror fans. So I mean, that was a pretty good approach to take, but it's just the delivery in that approach was like, dude, do you remember the music in this fucking movie? And the sound mix in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, like, I was watching the DVD, which another 588 special. What, look at that cover, by the way, too. God.
Jesus Christ.
Last one alive wins in final stab.
Again, this is another movie, just like Do You Want to Know a Secret, where the worst part about it is it's supposed to be a slasher film, and there is zero gore in this movie. Like, the only things that ever happen is either somebody gets stabbed in the chest and you don't see it, and then, like, blood sprays up into their face. Well,
that's the thing about both of these movies. There's not a whole lot of killing that goes on in either one of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when nothing somebody does screen. Get killed, it's the most generic-looking shit you've ever seen. Like, what is the point of having a slasher movie like that?
Yeah.
Like, there's no enjoyment in that whatsoever for anybody. It's a matter of Pat says, the music of Final Stab. Hold on, I gotta put this up. Sound like a pair of shoes in a dryer.
The mix in it too, right? So the music is almost a level above the dialogue in the one that I watched. I was like, what in the fuck? That music is way too freaking loud and you can't hear what they're saying. So you crank it up and that music is like busting your freaking eardrums.
And there's more dialogue in this movie than anything. It's just a bunch of people yapping on about shit that doesn't amount to anything, really, in the
about
movie.
How bitch of much of a bitch Kristen is.
Yeah,
she's just Kristen. Jealous of her.
She's of her a real skank.
Of her sister and her boyfriend.
She's a scallywag.
It's also important to note too that there was a big trend to rip off Scream around this time period. Like, I don't know how many different movies there were.
Yep.
Like shot on. I don't know, shot on video or direct to video or whatever. Like, so this was one of many. But the funny thing about this is, and I didn't realize this until I did a little bit of research on this movie, is that they got threatened with a lawsuit from Dimension Films because the original name of this movie, I've got the poster.
Final Scream, yeah.
Final Scream. And this was shortly after Scream 3. And they were thinking, oh, they're going to trick people into, you know, this is the fourth Scream movie, of course, pre the real Scream 4. But, Dimension did not appreciate that and made them change the name to Final Stab.
Which, that makes sense because, like, in the Scream movies, they're called Stab, right? Like, the movies inside of Scream. Also, though, that has got to be one of the most generic names for a slasher ever, Final Stab. Like, just awful.
Final Stab. Look at the fucking. Why couldn't you find the? I mean, have the killer in the shadows or something. Why do you put that mask? And they're not kidding. Yeah, that is the killer. Look at him.
Yep.
He's like grinning at you. Hey, boss.
Although I got to admit, like, that looks more like a mask in a slasher movie than that fucking one. And Do You Want to Know Sacred does?
That's true. The mask isn't that bad, like that. But yeah, if you look on the disc art, they actually have eyes on him and stuff. They could have just painted the eyes out, and it might have looked a little bit better. I don't know.
Regardless, though, man, nothing happens in this movie. Nothing. There's no good kills. There's only one memorable scene in this movie that comes out of fucking nowhere that doesn't have anything to do with, like, the rest of the movie or a horror, you know, the horror genre in general anyway. And I'm just going to talk about it because, like,
I didn't catch it the initial time that I watched it either. And I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, yeah, when I was watching, I was like, because it comes out of absolute fucking nowhere.
And it makes sense. There's nothing else in the movie that, like, no. Yeah, they just threw that in there. I had to.
So, there, and I'm not saying anything about this one way or another, but I'm just saying, like, this does not fit in the movie. It just is just, like, added into it for obvious reasons. Like, but I mean, there's a scene where, like, the two male leads are sitting in a car and they're
Charlie,
like,
and Doug.
Yeah, and they're like, so does what's her name know that, like, you and I hooked up last summer. And like the other guy's like, no, she doesn't know. And she threatened to tell like my parents or something like that. And then the other one's like, holy shit. Like nobody can ever find out about it. And like, I don't want anybody to know about it or whatever. So it's like these two dudes hooked up and they're talking about it. And then that just, that's it. They get out. That's right. Never one of again.
Charlie is the sister's boyfriend. Like the, so that they just kind of throw that. Like, I don't know why there was no hint that these guys even knew each other up to this point.
No.
Fucking Doug no, they, and Charlie.
It's such a bizarre inserted kind of insert into this movie because like it comes out of the conversation comes out of nowhere. Yeah. It never develops the plot whatsoever. And like it never leads to anything. It's just in there. So what I, and when I saw
Charlie
it,
Charlie just raw dogged Doug one night after some
right
Bacardis and shit.
When I saw it though, man, like I immediately, my first thought was like, this director is gay and he's wanting to put in like something. He's trying to have like a message in this horrible slasher film. And just by having that in there, cause nobody really does that. And that's what he decided to do. That's it. There's no other reason for it to be in there other than that. Like, and I don't even know if that guy is gay.
It was gay when gay.
Yeah, he was. But I mean, if the director's gay, but I could, that's the only thing that makes sense in my head of why that would be in there.
So they also tried like the twist ending when you find out who the real killer is and everything. And you know how all those movies, like Scream especially, really started that, has to have some witty dialogue and just a smart like explanation at the end and why they did what they did and everything. And they try that with this movie, Kristen's explanation.
Yeah.
But it literally makes no fucking sense at all. And there's another twist upon that twist.
There's two twists.
That makes even less sense.
Yes.
Shit.
So, I mean, you're not going to watch these movies. And even if you do, you're not going to care about the twist by the time you get to it. Trust me.
The mayor says so, that Mr. Dakota is gay.
I mean, yeah, like I that's the only thing that can make any sense. So
there's nothing wrong with that. He can be as gay as he wants to be.
I don't give a shit at all about it. I'm just saying like when you watch the movie and you see that scene, you're like, that's all it could be. So that's the only thing I'm putting out there for. The twist is like another ripoff of Scream, which is that the sister is the killer, kind of, and she likes horror movies, and that's the reason why she wanted to kill everybody. She's like, there's like a line where she's like, it's like, you know, when you watch horror movies, you get to do that shit for real. It's
going to be fun.
I'm going
to kill all my friends and blame you.
The old dick twist. Yep. But then he's like, no. We're not doing, that's a false finish right there. We're not doing that shit.
That's fake news, pal.
What's really going to happen is you think the sister is the killer, and I guess she is, or she's partially the killer, but it's actually the main dude,
Charlie,
who's the killer, who went crazy,
bitch,
killed his parents. He's actually the one that killed.
He's
his
the
parents.
One that did the murders from years earlier. Yeah,
he didn't witness them. He did witness it, but he was the one that killed him.
He witnessed it firsthand.
Oh fuck! Yeah, I ain't giving no spoiler alerts on this shit. Don't ever watch this shit. And if you care about that, Lord.
What's funny is this received a remastered Blu-ray. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around how or what, like, who would request even a new release of this, right? Because both of these movies, from what I remember, were totally unknown. They were known to only me and you because we made fun of them for years.
The only I can't even imagine why you would do a Blu-ray. The only reason, like, is because it's a slasher film, and I guess it's like the quality is one step above like a homemade VHS, I guess. So they can do that and get away with it. Yeah. It's pretty awful, though. I think of these two movies, like, they're both like one. If I had to IMDb rate these movies, I would give them both a one. But for some reason, just maybe The Mask alone and Do You Want to Know a Secret puts it over this one to me. They're basically the same movie. They're basically the same quality of movie, I should say.
So this guy here, too, I was looking this up. The blonde-headed guy has actually done more movies. He's actually had you remember, he's the spiky haired, like really douchey looking guy. He was actually in Terrifier 3. And he's actually done all kinds of shit.
Who put this out? That's a good question, Mayor.
The DVD?
Yeah.
No, it was both of these came out from Key Video.
Key Video. Okay.
They're no longer around. But yeah, looking at the poll
even
here,
Full Moon was like, "God damn, man, we ain't putting this shit out."
Yeah, well, Key Video was one of those labels that did a lot of like bargain stuff. Like you would find this stuff in not only Walmart but Kmart at the time had it. I'm sure, you know, Best Buy and a lot of these other companies may have had it a little bit higher. But yeah, these were $5.88, $5.50 releases. You know, 20 plus years ago. But looking at the votes on this, man, I am a little surprised by this, but winning tonight, oddly enough, is Final Stab, 61% to Do You Want to Know Secrets, 39%.
This will be the only time that Final Stab ever wins anything. I'll promise you that for any reason. Guess
there is more of an audience for Final Stab. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's easier to see.
Because it's like a Scream movie, I guess, maybe. Even in like shitty remake, or let's say remake, like shitty ripoff film, Scream wins over I Know What You Did Last Summer.
But I got to say, I still, like, as shitty as these movies are, I still, like, kind of had fun with these. They are not good movies by any means, but it does take me back there to a simpler time, Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
When all we had on the cell phones were just little flip phones, right? Spiked hair was the thing. Little sweaters and earrings. Guys was wearing earrings.
Yep.
It was just a different time, man. So.
So.
Yeah. Really.
You know, when you think back about the early 2000s, yeah, you think about like slasher films and things like that. I mean, even like any kind of slasher films. Like, what do you think of? Like mainstream, I mean. Because I guess that would have been around the time they did Scream 3, right?
Yeah, Scream 3 was like early 2000, I think. So this one would have come out a couple of years later. But yeah, early 2000 slashers, I mean, a lot of them I can't recall the damn names of them. I've seen the covers and everything. I mean, I think we may have already done something like that, like the post-Scream slasher movies from that era. We may have done a show about that a while back. But yeah, I don't know what's some that comes to mind for you. They all kind of go together for me.
Me too. The very first one was Scream 3 from that time period. And then I guess like from early like 2000 to 2002, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the end because Scream 3 kind of killed that. I mean, for a lot of people, that kind of trend of making those style of movies. But when did Urban Legends come out?
The second Urban Legend movie?
Well, Urban Legends came out, what, 99?
The first one came out in 98, I think.
Okay.
Somebody can look this up. And then Final Cut came out in 2000 or 2001, I believe. And that's awful. I haven't seen that since it came out, I don't think. That one's so got this a Blu-ray too, oddly enough.
These movies are made on like the death throes of that era of slasher films, really. Like Soul when that was kind of going out.
Soul Survivors with Eliza Dushku is more or less like a Final Destination ripoff, though, isn't it?
I can't remember Soul Survivors. And I know I've watched it, but it just bored me to tears.
Yeah.
But so. I just think that, like, for some reason around this time, I guess because it was cheap, there were tons of these little ass studios that were releasing movies like this that would always show up in bargain bins and things like that. There's probably hundreds of those from around that late 90s, early 2000s era.
Shriek, If You Know What I Did on Friday the 13th was one that was in a bargain bins too. I remember that.
That's like a parody, though.
It's a parody movie. Yeah.
That movie was shit, too.
But yeah, man, hey, this whole year, though. Like,
Valentine, too, is another one. I don't know when that came out, but that's another one that, like,
that's like 2000, reminds me of the time for you. I think.
Yeah.
Valentine, man, that was one that had a huge amount of potential, but yeah, it just didn't. There wasn't nothing to it, unfortunately. Nope. The style and everything and the promotion, I thought they did all that well. And I even liked the killer, like the Cupid look and everything. I thought that was kind of different. They could have made a franchise out of it if it was worth a shit.
You know what the best looking killer was, though, by far?
What's up?
Bring him up one more time so everybody can see.
The best
look for a killer in any kind of slasher film, right there.
That's a bug-eyed Benny. Bug-eyed Benny.
Bug-eyed Benny, bam a lamb. Bug-eyed Benny, bam a lamb. Little Betty has a pill, bam a lamb. She's looking for some thrill, bam a lamb.
Whoa.
All right. So, also, we did have a request for this song, and I don't know how much you want to talk about and lead this up, but like, I know it was making Garrett.
I swear to God, Bruno Mattei, that's exactly what I thought too. And I wasn't going to say it, but like, that was the first thought I had when I saw that too.
We're not going to talk about that guy.
No.
But we made Garrett and Christian a little bit uncomfortable on that stream of playing this song. I would apologize to them for making him uncomfortable, but I would never, ever take away any of the shit that we've said about said cocksucker, right?
Yeah.
Because this guy, and from what I've been told, this guy knows that he was putting the blame on us when we had nothing to do with his little, you know, bootleg box company getting contacted by Warner Brothers. He knew that, knew he didn't. Actually, he had heard that they've been looking at his bullshit for months and months and months. And instead of doing the right thing and saying, hey, apologies, you know, they had nothing at all to do with it or whatever else, he just continues to talk his fucking shit. Run his fucking mouth. So yeah, he's barked up the wrong tree this time at you, Uncle Boo.
Yeah, that dude and his little minions or whatever. Like, number one, I have a really hard time figuring out why does anybody want to defend somebody that basically just fucking
steals from people.
Steals, like, yeah, cover art and charges out the fucking ass for it. I'll never understand that unless you're just completely mindless, like some sort of weird obsessive collector type that's completely mindless to think for yourself and just like, we'll support anything that's like on your favorite movie, including like just ripping shit off and just doing like copyrighted material that's not even yours on other shit. So there's that part of it, I guess. But I just don't get it. I don't get that whole culture at all. I don't get why that's a thing. I don't get why people collect that. I don't really understand it. I don't get the idea of just completely collecting stuff for aesthetic purposes anyway. But that seems to be the whole drive of people like that. Which to me is like, you're not really collecting movies at that point. You're just collecting like the art of the movies. And if you want to do that, yeah, I'm sure you can do it for a lot cheaper than $80 to $100, $150 sometimes for a bunch of junk.
But trash, fucking trash.
Yeah. So that being said, This whole idea of like Christian and Garrett getting upset, like I get why they got upset. Because like I guess they knew that those guys or supported those guys or whatever. They're perfectly in their right to get upset. They're perfectly in their right to not sell what we were doing and all that stuff. Like, I completely understand that. I don't begrudge that.
That just means we're going to continue to do it.
Well, I mean, we're going to continue to do it regardless of, like, at least I'd plan to anyway. Like, regardless of what, like, anybody thinks about it, like, I'm going to continue to do it because, like, here's the problem. And this is the part that I don't guess, like, gets really, like, mentioned enough. Those fucking guys and their buddies have never stopped talking about us. So really, this is just like a response to that. Like, we're not keeping this going. They are at this point.
And look, we do these multi-streams. If Christian wants to delete the stream, that's on him. If he deletes it because
who deletes what from anything
of something that he didn't like on there or whatever else, that's perfectly within his right. It's perfectly within anybody's right if they want to get bootleg boxes off of said guy, get it completely for free, sent to you, put it over, whatever else. I mean, that's why they call them influencers, right? A lot of these people are influencers. They can influence people one way or the other. Well, I think that there should be influencers that actually influence people not to pay their money on stupid shit. And that would be our side. So
that's a good point.
The
prevalent trend right now is you have to have influencers that work for companies or that like use companies like properties without the company knowing about it to influence you into buying shit to support them, not the company in this case. You're right. Like somebody's got to be there to just be like, hey,
the voice of reason. That's us.
Not a great idea. Like, maybe that's not like the best thing in the world for you to do. But also, I want to make this really clear too, because this was never like my intention. I don't think it was your intention either. Like when we played that on the show, like I want everybody to know, like, we didn't tell them. And it should be pretty clear,
right?
We told them we were going to play it. They had no knowledge that we were going to play it or anything like that. So, like, number one, those reactions are genuine. But number two, it wasn't like we were like, hey, we're really going to get these fucking guys. Like,
no.
They're going to be a part of it or anything. They obviously didn't want to be a part of it. So, like, yeah, that's just something we wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, it just tickles me to have things go off the rails sometimes. Makes for interesting conversation, right? Like we're having right here. But
I just, at this point, I just don't give a fuck. Like if anybody's ever watched us through the years, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know that, like, I don't know what to tell you anymore. Like I'm way too old to give a fuck now about anybody's reactions to anything.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like
trying to get everybody to like me. I promise. If you haven't noticed.
Well, it's more than that, though, is like I think it should be obvious now that we're going to be at least honest with people when we talk to them about, like, for instance, everybody and their mother and their brother's cousin is promoting that slasher documentary thing, right? That's another one that everybody is throwing up links, affiliate links, slasher trash. They tried to get, look, they did. They sent us two or three different emails wanting us to promote that documentary. Now, the people that are behind it, I don't know any of them people. All I know is they try to charge the fans $80 for a Blu-ray.
Yep.
I can't get behind that. And I'll never promote that. I mean, just me and Uncle Bill both. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't give a shit if it's about slasher movies, which I'd probably enjoy. You're charging people $80. And you've done it time and again from one thing to the next. The Aliens movies. You've got it on action movies. You've got two on 80s horror movies. You got one on 90s horror movies. When's it going to stop, man? $80 for a fucking 4-hour documentary. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, that basically sums it all up. There was that time period, like, when you sent me that, like, you sent me the thing where they were, like, wanting us to promote it, and they would have paid us and all this stuff pretty good, too. Like, I mean, it was a really good deal.
It was a good percentage, for sure.
And we were both like, because we don't believe in that shit. Like, number one, I don't like anything they've ever done, so why would I promote something that I hate to watch myself? But number two, it costs so much money. Why the fuck would you ever want to promote anything like that? Like, just ripping people off. And that's another reason to not get behind those fucking idiots that do those box sets and stuff. It's not just the fact that, like, it's not at all creative. You can't use the word creative when it comes to, like, stealing. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Like, that's the actual opposite of creative. But, like, it's not just that. It's the fact that fucking bunch charges out the ass for that crap.
Oh, yeah. And
if you think that's okay, then you're part of the problem. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is what it is. People can influence people one way. People should be there to influence them the other way. It's just however people, everybody has a different opinion on things. But yeah, what happened with the whole box set bootleg thing, and then we're going to get to the song because it's great. Everybody loves the song. We were the scapegoats in that. That's exactly what happened. Look, that guy, after all that, knew how the company found out, knew everything. But just because we kind of talked a little bit of smack without ever mentioning their names, so that crowd already hated us anyway. They're like, oh, yeah, it was those guys. Those guys did it. I'll take the blame for it because I fucking hate you guys. Go for it. I don't care.
Jesus.
Like, everything that that guy stands for, in particular, from what I found out, all he cares about is money, money, money. And if you watch any of his stuff for longer than 5 minutes, you'll see that. That's all that. Look, I'll join up on the Patreon page. You'll have access to more of my fucking shit, right? $40 a month or whatever it is. Give me a break, bull. Some of you people, like, probably deserve to be ripped off if you're that goddamn stupid.
You don't want to pay $40. I can even imagine paying like $40 for a pay just to get access to buy some more shit off somebody. Like, what the fuck kind of rip off is that?
It's a piece of trash, man. These fucking people. So
there's some real brain dead motherfuckers, not just making stuff, but consuming stuff at this point.
Right. So
God bless y'all.
We will be the scapegoats. Go for it. Hey, I wish that I was the one that caused all of your shit to get shut down. I'd be proud of that. I would actually admit to it. But that's not what happened, even though you're still trying to tell your little fucking mouth-breathing assholes.
I don't care if they do believe that we shut it down at this point. Like you said, I wish we had shut it down now. Like, at least it probably would have saved people's money. But, like, at the end of the day, if what you're saying is true and that guy really did know it had nothing to do with us, but he kept, like, preaching that shit out.
Yep.
That's
what I was told.
That's about, like, the lowest form of a human being that there is, really. Like, that's, well, I mean, it borders on, well, I don't want to get into that because I really don't give a fuck. And we've been threatened with enough lawsuits to not give a fuck. But, like, I'll just say this. You, sir, are fucking trash.
Piece of fucking trash. So, these people are dying to hear this song, Uncle Bill. You ready for it? Let's rock out to it.
Illegal bootleg Blu-ray covers. Illegal bootleg Blu-ray covers. Illegal bootleg Blu-ray covers. Illegal bootleg Blu-ray covers. They're all going to jail really soon. They make shit.
I think that about sums it up.
Yeah. So, guys, we appreciate everybody tuning in, and we've got 120 people still checking us out. Go back. If you want to know about slashers, don't support that slasher trash. Check out all of the old shows, the Cruel Summer Slashback. We have reviewed 40 slasher films in the last 2 years. Show us a little bit of support. And we may do it again next year, Uncle Bill. What do you think?
We'll definitely do it, yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else you wanted to mention on here? We got some stuff coming up. But
I know for a fact, because we talked about it after the show last time, that next Friday when we do the Friday Night Lives, it's going to be about hot takes. So we did a show about hot takes. This has been months ago, and we're doing like a part two of that too. These are takes about movies and things like that that are not necessarily like received, or may not necessarily be like the most common takes that you would have for certain movies. So that's what that show is going to be about.
Hell yeah. And I guess the next thing that's going to be popping up,
hot takes.
I like hot cakes too. Put some maple syrup on it, right?
That's right.
Tomorrow, the Anchor Bay Archives podcast, it's all things Reanimators. Back when Anchor Bay Entertainment reanimated a horror classic, we got Michael Felcher, Mike Ortiz, and Jill Valuette on with me and Garrett talking not only Reanimator. Do you remember the Heathers set with the locker?
Right? Yeah.
We got that on there. We're talking about the Anchor Bay Closet. Before the Criterion Closet, there was an Anchor Bay Closet where the employees could go in and just pick stuff up. Wouldn't you like to visit that at least once, Uncle Bill? I would have.
That would have been amazing, man. Like, that would have been, to me, like 1,000 times better than going to Criterion.
Yeah.
Because, like, those movies were, that was our Criterion back then.
Hell yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that'll be on the Dead Pit YouTube, as well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to all of it and leave reviews and everything. It's a relatively new podcast, so we're trying to crank some stuff out and get it. I guess there's an algorithm on iTunes or Apple or whatever too, trying to get it out to more people. So we appreciate you guys, and stay tuned, and we will see you guys next time. We'll see you in September. Actually, it's the end of August, boys.
By the way, are we doing anything with the Vinegar Syndrome drop tomorrow? Like, that's the actual drop.
Oh, is it?
At noon tomorrow, I think.
We can. I didn't even think about it. I haven't even looked on their site, like whatever they've done the last couple of days.
It hasn't been anything. No, I mean, there's nothing on there worth getting around.
Okay. Yeah, we'll both be here, so we're off tomorrow. It's Labor Day. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I figured, Bulls. I mean, it's going to be huge from what I understand.
September titles, man. All right, Bulls. But everybody have a good night. The melatonin is working a little bit on me, so I'm going to get out of here. But thank you, guys, and we'll catch you on deadbit.com. I want all these people to click everything they're supposed to click.
You haven't been liking them, you haven't been subscribing to them, you haven't clicked a bell or a notification or anything like that.
Folks, why don't you click the like button?
Do you hate us? Do you not want to see us succeed?
Why don't you click the heart button?
Is this something that you have against our particular show?
Why don't you subscribe?
You should click on one of them buttons right now if you want us to continue to bring greatness into your life.
There's all kinds of wonderful shirts over at shop.deadpits.com. Simply the best horror shirts on TeePublic. There are others, but they all suck. You can get some Dead Pit Radio shirts. You can get Last South on the left, The Hills Have Eyes, Texas Chainsaw. Oh, wait, you can't say Texas Chainsaw. All kinds of shirts, folks. You're going to love them. Shop.deadpit.com.
It's special thanks goes out to our supporters on Patreon. You know what kind of stuff you can get on Patreon, Uncle Bill, starting at only $1 a month?
What's that?
Access to every Dead Pit show since 2005. We got almost 200 fan commentaries that we've done over the decades.
Here's what other fucking Patreons do. They're like, hey, give us money and then we'll let you see a video early that we're going to release like a fucking week from now, and then that's all we're going to give you. Meanwhile, we have a literal jukebox full of songs, thousands of reviews. I don't even know how many shows are up on that now that we've done over the years.
Hundreds of thousands.
You need to figure this out now and subscribe to us on Patreon and YouTube and Instagram. Help us to 1 million. The road to a million subscribers starts today.
So deadpitonpatreon.com. Join today. Tiers start at only $1, but I'd recommend at least the $10 tier.
You can do 50. The stock market's crashing around us, folks, but send us money.